Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, welcome to Marriage and Martinis. I'm Adam, here's Danielle.
Hello.
Aren't you all Sprite?
Sprite?
Happy and peppy.
You're more nervous about this episode
little bit.
Than I am.
A little bit. No, it's good.
Has it been keeping you up at night?
Yeah. Okay. For how long?
Okay. Oh boy. Uh-huh.
So it's funny, I snooped on the Instagram page and the Instagram page. Is that how you say the Instagram? I don't know. The page? I don't know.
Yeah.
Instagram. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I was snooping on there. And ironically enough, wow, people know me, huh?
Mm-hmm. They know both of us.
Right.
Exactly.
I thought that was kind of funny. I was kind of like, oh, do I have to go and like redo my answers now? You know, like, am I that predictable and it's going to be like boring because it's like, oh, of course, Adam, you know.
No, I think that it's, look, I know what your, I don't know what your runner-up challenges are going to be, but I know what your ultimate challenge is going to be. I mean, it's a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there wasn't a lot of diversity in the comments for what people think your challenge is going to be for me.
Right. Uh-huh. All right. So do you want to kind of explain? I mean, not everybody watches Instagram, so.
Watches Instagram.
Right? Well, it's a story. You watch a story.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I don't know.
So I've been wanting to do this for a while. Basically, I wanted to come up with sort of a challenge for each other, like an actionable challenge, rather than constantly just talking about things, because talking about things is great, obviously, but it would be nice to like actually walk the walk with some of the things that I know that we are frustrated with about each other or get frustrated with about each other. And so I thought it would be cool to do a 30-day challenge where we come up with something for the other person to do, to work on in whatever ways we'll get the results that we're looking for. So I asked you, and I came up with two runner-up challenges that like would have been, you know, good also. And then a final challenge, which will be what we'll do for the next 30 days, I guess starting tomorrow, which is a Monday, which makes sense.
Everything
starts on a Monday.
My challenge is. Well, no, it's Yom Kippur, so, you know, it's
a it's the Day of Atonement. That's perfect. Right. Yes.
You're supposed to rest.
Well.
Unless that's my challenge.
You're like, supposed, I'm supposed to atone.
Am I supposed to rest more? Is that my challenge?
Yeah, you're supposed to atone. You should be atoning all day.
Well, no, it's a good idea because we can actually, instead of just fighting about things and just here's my side and yours, your side, we're actually doing something about it.
Yeah.
So, hopefully.
I think that it's good. I mean, it's 30 days. Like, hopefully it will lead to us getting into a groove mm-hmm. of doing things differently. I think we'll both need to put a good amount of effort into what we're doing. But also the timing is good. Look, we're a little more settled now. I know shit always hits the fan. We just did the waiting for the other shoe to drop. And I'm not saying that it's going to be smooth sailing from here on out. That's for damn sure. But we're a little more settled in the house. All three kids are a little more settled in their schools. And I just think the timing is good. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like it's a good time to do it. So
So
you want to start with the runner-up challenges?
We need one of those guys that sit like at a boxing ring on the side and ring the bell.
Yeah.
Like ding, ding, ding. Here we go. Mm-hmm. put up them dukes.
It's not going to be that bad, I don't think.
All right, good.
I mean, I don't think there's going to be any true surprises.
Right. Right.
I don't think.
No, I don't either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So I can't wait to hear. So what you want to start with the runner-up challenges?
Yeah. What was your second runner-up?
My second runner-up, which this is more of, I don't know, it's not really a challenge. It's more of like a mental load thing that I think you and I could both do, maybe as like our second mental load episode or something.
Or fourth, fifth.
Yeah, whatever.
Mental load episode.
Yeah. But I thought it was a good idea of to actually like write out a list. Like I would love to see a list from you of the things that I do that you don't help and vice versa. You would write the list.
Like every day for 30 days?
No, that's what I'm saying. Maybe it's not so much a 30-day challenge, but it's, you know, it would make a better insight. It kind of follows the routine of this episode of actually doing something about it and not just bitching to each other about, well, I do this and you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And maybe like say, oh shit, I didn't realize, you know, that's not on my list. Explain to, you know, and we'd find that out. And, oh, maybe he or she does need help with that. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of thing. To actually write it out and make a list.
Yeah.
You know, so like, so it's a challenge, you know, it's kind of, it fits this theme, you know, mm-hmm. but I think that would be a good idea because, you know, it's just back to that mental load of, it would be nice to know you're working on it to figure out, hey, what is he really doing that I don't know, I'm not even aware of maybe, you know?
Yeah, well, that's what experts of the mental load say. You're supposed to, that's the first step of kind of, you know, figuring out the balance of the mental load and domestic labor is a purge that you're supposed to just kind of free write all the things that you're doing, keep track in a journal and everything, and then sit down and go over it and then talk about, wait a minute, well, why does it make sense that I'm the one who's picking our son up on Wednesday at 6 p.m. when that's when you come home from work and you could swing by and, you know, that's the first step to figuring out, like, how can we resolve some of these things? And actually, fair play, Eve Rodsky, who wrote Fair Play and came up with the Fair Play game. They have a card game where you literally put out cards of tasks that you do and can kind of switch them between you to, you know, to sort of switch things up. And, you know, I would take out the trash and you would do one of the things.
See,
I do.
I do it all. You have no example. Mm-hmm. See?
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's I think that's good. Yeah.
Okay.
I think 30 days would be.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be 30 days.
I don't know if there's enough paper in the world for everything I'd have to write down. Mm. Okay, well, my runner-up challenge was a little similar, kind of different. But I wanted you, I mean, I'd love to do this anyway. I'd love you to, for 30 days, be in charge of meals and all food-related stuff in our house. So, you know, I don't think you understand, or people understand, if you're not the one who's in charge of the meals and the snacks and the dog treats, cat food, dog food, you know, balancing, can they DoorDash, can they not the cats, but the people, kids, you know, can they DoorDash? Well, it's easier for me if they DoorDash, but I know it's a lot of money, and all like the contemplating every fucking day. Like this whole three meals a day thing needs to be rethunk.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Well, lunch doesn't count.
Well, now it doesn't. Now our kids eat lunch at school, but don't say it doesn't count.
Oh, right. We had to make lunches. Of course. Right.
Yeah. Last year, our son would be like pickles and turkey on, you know, on bread with whatever, and then if I didn't have pickles he wouldn't eat that sandwich, so I'd have to figure out something else. And so yeah, it sucks, you know, it is constant, especially when, you know, the kids have friends over and they're like, we don't have any snacks, and you open up the pantry and there's a fucking million snacks. It's just not the snacks they wanted. So it, like, to think about all of that every single night. And I don't cook. I mean, I have cooked in the past. Like, I go through phases, But nobody, none of our kids eat the same fucking thing. So if I'm cooking, I don't want that. I don't like it like that. That's not the way you usually make it. Blah, blah, blah. Like, it's a pain in the ass.
We should go back to, you know, the old school ways. It's, you know, you sit down and you eat your fucking food and you don't get up until you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Would
mm-hmm.
that work?
Mm-mm. It wouldn't. I wish. But also, you know, with the pets too. I mean, we have our pets, our dogs. I mean, you would never know that Billy was born in a landfill and like ate scraps for the first year of his life, because if it's not, you know, an exact type of food with an exact type of topper and this and that, he doesn't eat. So, and during the day when I'm trying to get work done and he's barking at me, I'm giving him a bone or a treat or, you know, whatever. So it's just the fucking burden of food drives me insane. I can't stand being in charge of it. Like, I really can't stand, you know, my friend wrote a meme. I reposted it last week. I think I repost it like once every 6 months. Like, being in charge of what everybody eats every day for the next 18 years and beyond is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. Look, they call me twice a week on my way home from work, three times a week. Can you stop and get, you know, can you bring home? Can you go?
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, no.
Yeah, I know. It's,
you know, we're not getting takeout for dinner every night. I'm not stopping to bring home.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Sucks. So anyway, that was my challenge, my runner up. I mean,
yeah,
but
how would I even do that?
On a Sunday?
Yeah, but you're saying every day of the week. Like,
no, you would have everything prepped out and figured out on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm serious.
I'm meal prepping?
No, you're not. You don't even, it's not necessarily meal prepping. It's, okay, can we order in what one night? Which night? When we're not ordering in? I don't know. What are we eating? What are you stocking the fridge with? Are you grocery shopping? And, oh, and I did a statistic that 80% of women still do all the meal prep in the homes, even in the homes that don't have children. So you know that it's not because these aren't all stay-at-home moms. And even if they are, I don't know. Why do we have to be in charge of the fucking food every single meal of every single day? And 80% of women do the food shopping. And in homes without kids, around 65% of women do the food shopping. So we're still picking up the brunt of all the food related stuff.
Okay.
And I love to eat, but I fucking hate the whole food fiasco.
Okay. Well, that was just a runner up, so I don't have to rebuttal that.
Maybe next time. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm. I still would like you to do it.
What? Oh, to the food. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Runner up number one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So back to Instagram. This was a big, can you think of what it would be? Not my number one, but the runner up.
The runner up for me?
Yeah. My.
Okay.
You know, it was on there, you know, as people were guessing.
Something about. Well, here's the thing. There are a few things that I know you would say, but I don't know if you'll say them in front of an audience.
Right.
Right. Like, I am sure one of them is clean the house more and keep it. Oh, you did say that.
And I'm okay.
Oh, you got balls.
I'm okay saying that. And here's why.
Mm-hmm.
Because with all due respect, you are a stay-at-home mom.
Oh, for the love of fucking God.
If I was the stay-at-home dad, I would be responsible for this stuff.
I'm a work-from-home mom.
Oh, okay. I understand. If the situation was reversed, this is not a male versus female debate. This is if this situation was reversed, I would be in charge of this stuff. So this is not like put the woman in the house and make her click. Like, this is not what that's about.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's the situation we're in. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm okay saying this.
Okay.
But it's not even like about like cleaning the house more and like mopping and dust. Like, that's not what I'm talking about. Like, it's more the, you know, the kitchen sink is, it's overflowing every day. It's like once a week.
Well, it's
not
my fault sink's small.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, I didn't get it.
I said it's not my fault the sink is small.
Oh, right. But like the dishwasher is right there. Instead of, and with the kids too, this is not just you. I mean, you know, this is your challenge, not the kids, but they should be doing this too, obviously. And I yell at them all the time because they don't. that everything just gets piled up in there and it stays there for the week until one of us decide to do the dishwasher. Same thing with like the piles of laundry all over the house. You know, I know you got a ton of laundry to do. You should be having the boys do it. Okay. I know it's easier said than done, but it's a challenge. That's what this is.
I think since we moved into the house, I've been good.
I mean, I think you're always good.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, but walk into any room, there's a pile of laundry on the floor somewhere.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's never...
It's folded, and mostly.
Then, right. But then, you know, in the mornings, it's, where the fuck is the... Where's my clothes? Where's this? You know, and just, you know, kicking over shit to find things, and then, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well,
so I would love to see a challenge of just that not happening for 30 days.
Uh-huh.
Like, all put away. Everything. All the time.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Don't you think, like, if I was the stay-at-home, don't you think that would be done or no? Like, I'm saying this not as, like, being an asshole, like, why can't you just fucking do it?
Well, except that my days are pretty crazy. I know that you don't get that and you don't think that, but it is true. I mean,
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you have time to do it, too.
But I do. Right. I mean, I do. The kids, no, I think actually you're wrong since they started school. And now they have a dress code. So they're wearing khakis and button downs and everything. And I even bought one of those fucking steamers. And I'm like, in the morning, I'm like steaming shit so we don't have to like spend money sending everything to the dry cleaners.
Don't get ahead of this.
And they have had stuff to wear every single day.
I'm not saying they don't have stuff to wear.
Okay.
That was not the point. I never even said that.
Okay. Right. Well, that's another thing that it would be nice to have you take over I said to you last night, like, I am in charge of all their clothes and everything. Mm-hmm. It is a lot.
Put it on your list.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
We should just, you know what we should do? We should each make a list and then go and get them tattooed on our backs.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. So that any time that you'd be like, you didn't do this, I'll like pull up my shirt and be like, but motherfucker, look, I did all this.
So then if one of us takes it over, do we cross out with the tattoo, like in a line tattoo through it? Like it's a weird.
Sure.
All right. I want to hear yours, but let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so what do you think my runner-up challenge number one would be for you?
Oh my God, there's so many. I've already heard a bunch of them too. I don't know. I think the runner-up is going to be the explore more women thing.
I mean, not explore more women.
Bring them home, and, you know. No, like to, I was kind of thinking, is that your top one? But I'm like, nah, probably not. I think there's something more. So I think your number two is to, you know, research more women in power, research more podcasts and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Was that right?
Yeah. Yeah, that was, and it was very hard not for me not to make that the actual challenge.
Right.
But also, I think I got bigger fish to fry. But
that's what I thought.
Uh-huh.
It was too obvious, even though mine, the obvious one, you know, is it. But
yeah,
I figured there was something else.
I'm always saying that I want you to have more female female-centered content in your life. And I think overall that is one of the great disconnects that men set themselves up for in understanding the female experience and like truly relating to their female partners, because so much of what I think you guys consume, and we kind of don't have a choice, right? Like we just live in a male-centric universe as women, but so much of what you guys listen to comes from a male-centric place. And I'm starting to see it even with Ian, our 15-year-old son, right? He ordered all these posters for his room of singers that he likes, artists that he likes and everything, and framed them as like his decoration. Not one woman on the wall. And I got a little pissed. And I was sort of like, that I don't like this. I don't like that everything is coming from this place. I think it causes a huge disconnect. And I think that a lot of what women have to say, not just about our experience, but about the world and the universe in general, is really, really fucking important. And when you're not getting that, when you're only getting from the, dare I say, the Joe Rogans of the world and everything, and even if it's not a Joe Rogan, whoever it is a different experience. And I just feel like that is there, that you guys are not only depriving yourselves, I think, of really awesome art and discourse and history and all of that, but you're depriving yourself the chance to really relate, if you have a female partner, to that female partner on a really deep level. And mm-hmm. and I hate that. And besides the fact that you guys are just missing out on so much good shit. But
no, I agree with all that. And could some of it stem from just talking for me? I mean, you know, I don't really have, like, I don't go out with guys. I don't get together with guys a lot. Like, I'm home. I'm with you. Like, I'm experiencing the woman empowerment and situation by living with you. That's where I get it. And I just need to just, you know, be a dude and be stupid and, like, listen to guys talking and, like, feel like I'm in the conversation. Just kind of hang it. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. looking for that male bonding experience, which I don't get on a regular basis, that I'm, you know, kind of yearning for or whatever. And that could have something to do with it. It's not a conscious thought. It literally just popped into my head mm-hmm. that's a possibility. But I don't know. I trust me, I'm not against women performers in any way or intellects or, you know, whatever.
No, I know that.
And if I see something and love it, I listen to it or watch it, you know?
I know, but if you're not being exposed to it, it's sort of like, you know, if there's an album and, like, you know, you listen to one song and you never listen to the other songs, and you don't know if the whole album is good or not. Like, it's that kind of thing, you know, you need to give it a chance mm-hmm. and be opened up to it. And that might also, on the other end of that, be why, you know, Ian always said, you know, you call our art in the house dorm art, right? Because I have so much stuff that is either about women or about the LGBTQ.
It's because it's like a poster you bought from Target and put it in a Target frame.
It's not from Target. It's from Etsy.
I'm saying the look of it. Like, imagine, you know, that's what I was saying, not the content.
Well, the content is what should matter, in my opinion.
No, I understand. But,
maybe that's why I'm so adamant about having that stuff around the house, is because I feel like if I don't put it out there, you guys are never going to consume it. I do put it out
there.
That's
what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
So you put it out there. So what do you need the art for?
No, that's how I put it out.
That's not the only way you put it out.
I know. I know. I do a lot of... I know. I know. I try to, in the moment... yes, 100%. But I got upset when, you know, Ian ordered all that stuff. Look, Ian is he really is such a sensitive, emotionally intelligent, like, gentle soul. I'm not worried about him being this, like, masochist or anything in any way, right, shape, or form. But I do think that, you know, when you guys bond, you bond over male-centric mm-hmm. music and everything, which is fine. But he did say to me, Mom, you should make me a playlist of female artists and everything. But I know, you know, he's not going to, if I don't put on, if it's not all like Lauryn Hill or something, he's not going to care to listen to it. So it's frustrating me because obviously female-centered content drives our society in so many ways. But, like, there's such this lapse in understanding from men because they're just like, well, I don't relate, so I'm not going to consume it. Rather than, I want to relate, and therefore I'm going to consume it. Does that mm-hmm. make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess the second is what I'm wishing there would be more of. And I'm not responsible. You know, I always say about a lot, you know, people who I don't like to hang out with or whatever, or I'm always, you know, my therapist always says you're not married to them and you're not raising them. So just, they're not your issue. Right. But I do have men in my little, and boys in my, you know, home family that I want to, I want it to be different. And this summer, you know, between Beyonce touring, Pink touring, Taylor Swift, the Barbie movie, like obviously female content is a huge draw for people, and maybe society doesn't give it always the emphasis it deserves, but actually 48% of Taylor Swift fans identify as male, but only around 20% of her concert audience were men. So I just feel like, yeah, you can say, oh yeah, I like Taylor Swift, you know, it doesn't mean anything, but I think that that the experience of going to a Taylor, I mean, I know a lot of men who took their kids to Taylor Swift, which I love. I think it's awesome. Or Beyonce or Pink or whatever. Or the Barbie movie, right? Like you saw the Barbie movie and everything. And I just think that it. Oh, that's a train?
I think it's a train.
Oh, thank God. It sounded like something terrible. I
or
think
a plane.
Yeah, something. Matter. But anyway, I just wish that there would be more of a continuous digestion, I guess, of female content by men. And here's one, just one little tiny morsel of proof that it does help for men to consume this stuff, is that 63% of men who saw the Barbie movie said that the Barbie movie made them more aware of how patriarchy impacts women. And that helps to prove that consuming female-centric content does help men understand the female experience more. And so that would be my...
That wasn't like the top. That was like a whole...
I want it to be the top, but I can't waste it on that. I mean, not that it'd be wasted, but you know.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys. All right. So that was fun. Have a nice day.
So now we get to the good stuff. Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. How
you
do you
want to like take a breathe? You want to do like a breathing exercise first or something? Some
right.
yoga, meditation. You want me to put on some like some female empowerment music?
Oh, you know what I was watching? You know those stupid shows that are like the best of the 90s, like, you know.
Yeah.
Heartthrobbers of the 90s and music of the 90s. You know, like those shows that were like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like they used to have them on VH1.
Yeah, like that kind of stuff. There was one on Hulu, and they were, you know, they were talking about rap artists of the 90s and everything. They did a whole thing on Queen Latifah and like showing her videos and everything. And I was like, God damn, that shit was so good. Like listening to that. I was like, we got to put that on in the house. Like it was like, like it's such a throwback. I mean, and you know, look at her now. I mean,
yeah.
I don't want to do a whole thing about Queen Latifah, but like it was just, you know.
I know.
Feeling the empowerment. Loved
yes.
It.
Well, okay. Thank you. Well, and it's funny.
Am I done? Did I win the challenge?
The other night, you and I were laying in bed next to each other, scrolling TikTok separately, as all good couples do. And I was like kind of glancing at what was coming up because first of all, oh my God. And second of all, I said to you, do you realize not one female has come across your TikTok feed? Not one. Swiping. We were sitting there swiping for like 30 minutes. I said, not one. And you were like, oh, well, then how am I, you know, obviously the algorithm knows you obviously don't give a shit about female content. That's not what you're liking. You're swiping up on all of it or whatever, you know, you're whatever. And then you swipe to the next one and you're like, oh, look. And it was Kate McKinnon dressed as Justin Bieber. So, yeah. So it just goes to
Well, show. I fixed my algorithm. There's tons of women on my TikTok feed now.
Are they all naked?
Well, it was Miss America pageants.
Yeah, exactly. And, oh, know. God. So, all right. So final challenge. So a little bit, this one I wanted us to go deeper into, right? So I wanted us to kind of make up a title. Did you do that?
Uh-huh. I got a good one.
Oh, good. I asked overall description of the challenge, recommendations or ideas for how each other can successfully complete the challenge. And then I said, like, how are we going to update each other on our progress? What are our concerns for each other attempting the challenge? And how do we think this will benefit us? And what is the ultimate goal?
Okay.
So you want to go first?
Sure. All right. No, my title is called Finance 101.
Oh, God.
So after reading through Instagram, you know,
it's already demeaning. I'm surprised you didn't say finance for dummies.
No, I was going to say finance 101 for Danielle or Danielle style or something, but I didn't want to be, you know, condescending to you.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You're red.
Am I?
Yeah.
So
that.
Are you?
I feel it. Warm.
Okay, so what do you want me to do? Like get into what it is?
Yeah, I want you to talk about it, and we can go back and forth a little bit, but go ahead.
Okay, so I'll just outright say what the 30-day challenge is, and it's literally just getting on a budget. It's simple, okay? No big, we're all good. So I want to, for 30 days, be on a budget that we spend money that we have and we cannot use a credit card for 30 days. Now, we need to backpedal a little bit because we tried this once, right? And it didn't work. Mm-hmm. Right?
Oh, no, it did not work.
Right. Because I just threw up my, you know, I was out of ideas. I didn't know what to do. And I was like, here's how much you're spending. Here's your card. This is it. Anything happens, don't call me. Mm-hmm. Did not work out. So I kind of want to revisit what we had done, but have a conversation about it and figure it out together how we're going to do it.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's,
wait, are you not using a credit card for 30 days too, or just me?
This is your challenge. Oh. I mean, what do I spend? Like I spend money on our bills, like in food. Like, so I'm not, you know, I'm not concerned about me at this point anymore. Uh-huh. Yes, at some one point I was. Uh-huh. What's the matter? Oh, you are? You think I... It doesn't matter. This is your challenge.
No, that's not it at all. No.
Okay. So the challenge is you need to research this. How do you do a budget? How do I understand financial spreadsheets?
Google how to budget.
Yep. How do I do a financial spreadsheet? How do I know how much I have and how much I can spend? How do I look in the app? How do I know? Like, how do I know what's there? And make choices about what you're spending the money on.
There's an app.
Of course there's an app. Like a banking app.
Well, I have the American Express app, and I earn bonus points every... I am winning that game.
You sure are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we don't fly fucking anywhere.
Well, we could. That's all because of me. See, we wouldn't be able to fly anywhere if I didn't spend any money.
And you just said this before. You just said this yourself. Like, you are very good at solving problems by spending money. Like you just said it before. When Billy's barking in your face, you just throw treats at them. You know, like that's a small example, right? Mm-hmm. I understand the frustration. I'd probably do the same fucking thing.
No shit.
I get it. I understand. But like we have to buy all those treats. Like we have to buy, and they're expensive.
No shit.
So, you know, it's understanding where, it's not blind spending. It's not like, okay, I need this. You know, I need, in air quotes, we need this, I buy it. Like without knowing, can we buy it? Is the money there for it? Can we afford, like those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. I don't know where you're staring me down.
No, I'm taking it all in.
Okay.
This is good.
So that's the overall description.
Okay.
And now recommendations, how you can be successful, Danielle. Is that what we're up to next? Okay, so I went through a couple of them already about researching how do I budget? How do I use a spreadsheet? How do I, you know, use the app? How do I know all that stuff? Researching that stuff.
Just don't tell me to listen to Dave Ramsey or I'm leaving.
Oh, God, no.
Okay, good.
No, I'm not a fan.
Used to be.
Yeah, but in the beginning, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Okay.
You know, it's all about just planning ahead, right? We're talking about the food. We're talking about the pet stuff. We're talking about all, you know, you spend all the money for our kids. Right. And you always say that to me, like, what are you supposed to do? You spend everything. Like, so it's kind of like, we have to know what this week, what do we have to spend money on? Do we have to do grocery shopping? Do we have to, you know, do the boys need protractors and calculators and trapper keepers for school? Like, we need to know that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it could be thrown at you. Who knows? But there needs to be a budget for that. Mm-hmm. I just fucking Lux your gift.
No, I'm literally just listening. What are you? Wait, what? That's you're what's it called? You're projecting.
Yeah, I'm not, I am. Yeah, I know.
I'm not looking at you okay. any way.
But so here's things Danielle could do.
I like when you talk about me in the third person.
Like, you know, if you're spending more than you should. Examples like you Instacart our groceries. If you went to the grocery store, which is now 2 minutes away, you'd probably spend, well, you would spend less because it costs more on Instacart, and you'd probably buy less things because you're not just clicking, oh,
no,
yeah, I want that.
No, I think
buy
I'd
now.
Buy more things because walking through the aisles, I'm like,
really?
That looks good.
No,
that
but you're like,
good.
See it on the website, and you're like, oh, yeah, sure, click.
No, that's not, I don't do
not
that.
Not you, I'm just saying one
No,
would.
I just do buy again, all the stuff, buy again, buy again, buy again.
Right, and we throw half of it out after the week's
well,
over.
That's because the kids are like, why isn't there any fruit in the house? And then I buy fruit, and a week later, nobody's eating fruit.
Right, and that's why we don't buy fruit anymore.
Oh, okay.
No, but like, you know, I feel like if you, first of all, we're, you know, Instacart shopping is probably 20% more than grocery shopping, right? So there's that. Like,
but I'm
knowing...
saving gas by going there. All right, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
No, I love a little good female humor.
Okay, go ahead.
How about this? We have a machine. Make a latte.
I did.
Don't DoorDash a latte.
Oh.
Make the latte, you know? And look, I know, like, that's a whole thing. This whole, like, the whole, what's the latest generation? Z?
Something like that.
Like, they always say, like, okay, if I stop drinking lattes every day and then save the $5 a day, and then, yeah, I can afford a house in, you know, mm-hmm. 35, 50, 60 years. You know, like, it's as a joke. But, like, it's the small thing. Like, you don't realize, you know, that's one thing of so many things, you know, that would, you'll see.
Mm-hmm.
The cats don't need more toys. They just don't. they play with the box. Look around. See where you're spending. That makes no sense.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Where could you be spending less? You know, where is it not necessary? And you bought all those things, and then you're like, I have no money, and I was declined at the checkout lot. Like,
no, I
yeah,
didn't
I know.
That.
Of course you were, because you
long
bought
time ago.
$50 treats, and you know, and $50 toys, and we have a fucking hall of cat toys now. And you know what I'm saying? Like,
It's a cat carnival.
Find the areas where maybe it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I agree. So following this, and I know you have more to say, but following this, are we sitting down and talking?
Of course. I am here for you. I want to do this with you.
Mm-hmm. You're my emotional support husband. Yeah. Okay.
And then you asked about how should you keep me updated about the progress. And
I guess you'll know.
Yeah. Like, I don't need, like, you to show me the phone and be like, look, honey, like, I mean, that would be fine.
Yeah.
But I don't need it is what I'm saying. Like, I'll know. You know, I'll know if it's not working out. You'll let me know. You know, uh-huh. I don't need the evidence. And my concerns about it, I spoke about. We tried it before and it didn't work, but it was done the wrong way. Right? So if we do it the right way.
Oh, yeah, that was awful.
And but this is going to be a, you know, a big, big change. So I'm concerned. This is huge. I mean, this is like what's been my, in all seriousness, what's been my stress for God knows how long, right? Like, especially now we have major, major expenses, right? So freaking out about it. So like, I really want to make sure we do it together, do it right, and make sure we get on a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And you asked, how do I think this would benefit us as a family?
Skip that one.
Right. Well, the kids can keep going to school. That would be nice. Okay. But a lot of what you've been putting out there as far as, problems with me, I think you've been putting, I'm not on Instagram a lot, but I think you've been putting it out there just from some messages that I saw. I would be a much, much happier person and nicer person to be around and more affectionate and more involved. I would be all those things.
I don't believe that.
I don't think even doing this, I'm going to be stress-free of money.
Course.
Nobody ever, most people never will, right? Even if we do this, we still have those fucking major expenses that we still need to figure out, right? But I think it would change me dramatically. I and Like when we first, just recently when we first moved, wasn't I a little different than I am now when we were going through the process? And like, don't you see a difference in who I was then versus who I am 2 months later? I see it in myself. And I know that's why. Because I'm okay. freaking the fuck out, mm-hmm. you know? So I really do believe I could be more of that person that you want me to be.
Okay.
I truly believe that. And I will, I'll promise you that.
Okay.
Okay. And if I don't, you can come up with some kind of punishment for me.
Okay.
Fucking, I don't know, go out with some women and leave me or whatever you want to do if you had enough of me.
No, I, okay.
But the ultimate goal for this is, look, this
more
is
more frequent flyer miles.
It's not a 30, it's a 30-day challenge, but it's to right. set us up
sure.
for how we should really be behaving, mm-hmm. right? I mean, that's the ultimate goal.
It's to get into a groove.
Yes.
Yeah, like to get into
and to understand why. Mm-hmm. Like, I want you to understand why I'm feeling this way, why it should be this way. Like, you know, same as, you know, how deep it gets for you to want me to understand and appreciate a woman's point of view and their place in society and what, you know, all those things. Mm-hmm. Like, to get deep into it and have an understanding. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I want you to be like, holy shit, this makes sense. This is what we should be doing. Right.
Okay.
And, oh yeah, you asked what your prize would be. So I said, if you complete the goal. So, I mean, honestly, whatever the fuck you want. You can have anything you want if
as
you can make
this
happen.
As long as I don't buy it.
As long as you saved in your budget to buy that thing. Anything you want, as long as it's in your budget.
Okay.
See, that's like, my, like if we said, and I, this goes back to like, it's a sketchy, weird, fine line of having a discussion like this. Like, it almost goes back to that conversation of, you know, talking about cleaning and, you know, you being a woman and like, I'm like, here's your money that you're allowed to spend. This is your allowance. This is not that at all, right? Mm-hmm. It's, you're in charge of spending on certain things. That's what this account is for. I'm in charge of spending money on certain things. That's what that account is for. That's all it is. Like, I don't want it to come across like, oh, he's a man and he needs to put his woman in place and, you know, have an allowance. Like, no, I don't want it to come across that
way. Of
course,
of course.
It's just having accounts for the right things. That's mm-hmm. all.
Yeah, and I like this challenge. Obviously, we're on a different level with it. I mean, but if other people also want to do it, I think it'd be great. But we're on a different level on it because in 30 days or, you know, in around a month, we're going to come back and talk about it. And, you know, and it is the type of thing where, of course, I want to win, honestly.
And I know how competitive you are, and I really hope you win. Mm-hmm. I am rooting for you on the sidelines.
No, I want you to win, too.
I will put on a cheerleader outfit.
I don't need that.
And rah-rah you on the sidelines.
Okay. Tell me I'm doing great.
So, look, that's it, right? Like, when I say that's it, it's not complex is what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, there's a lot to divulge here and a lot to get into, just you and I, obviously, with mm-hmm. conversations and doing this the right way, mm-hmm. which I'm excited to do. Like, I know it was kind of fucked up in the past and, like, because I was just... I didn't know what to do. Like,
you
so
were
just,
a jerk.
I used to be a jerk.
I know, but about this, you were a jerk.
And I will be such the opposite of a jerk if we can... I'll be such a happy person.
Okay.
But even like you said to me...
No, I want to do it. I very badly want to do it. I want to...
Do you think you can?
Yeah, I do think I can. I think I can do anything if I put my mind to it. No, I really do. I want to do it. We need to do it. It yes, absolutely.
Right. Like in the past, we needed to do it. Now we need to fucking do it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we have school expenses and mm-hmm. everybody knows what that is. Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, all right. So that wasn't bad. I'm feeling.
See, I told you.
I'm feeling okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so
your face doesn't look great right now. Like you look like very worried and stressed. And
but no, I mean, you know, I am excited to start the process.
Good.
Yeah,
me too. Excited is the wrong word. I'm right. ready. I'm gung ho.
Good. So that went really well. I have a few more that I want you to.
Okay.
All right. So that's that. All right. Let's take a break and then we'll hear what you have to
You
say.
Know what it is.
I really, you know, I don't even know if I do.
Oh, because okay.
I figure. All right, doesn't matter. I'll be right back. Wait a minute. I do know.
Okay.
Maybe.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So obviously, I have a lot in response, I would say. Not in a bad way mm-hmm. at all. I am determined to do it. I see your stress, and I know how much we have right now to, you know, all the expenses and everything and all the stuff we went through to move and everything. So I know, and I would just want you to know that I really do intend to do it, and that I love you.
I appreciate that.
I don't want you to be stressed. I don't. I want to be in it together.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say certain things, not again, not like in retaliation or anything, but just
right.
just certain things I'll clarify in the follow-up episode after I've done all the things and need to, you know, just want to.
I want to hear.
Yeah, you will.
Oh, don't yeah. I have to wait.
Yeah. okay, so my challenge is weird. It was a weird one to plan. It's a weird one to talk about. It's a little vulnerable to talk about, quite honestly, because it sounds a little pathetic. And I think that it's going to be a difficult one to gauge and a difficult one to ask you to do, because in some ways, I feel like I'm like winding up a mechanical robot and like saying like, here's what I want you to do. And, you know, like.
But that's what this is.
No, this one's different because, you know, of course, when you do things that come to me, I want it to be natural from you. Right. I want it to be something that's like in you and you want to do. Mm-hmm. And before I get into the name of the title and the name of the challenge and all of the things, it is more nerve-wracking to do this way than to be on the receiving
yeah.
end.
Yeah, I'm feeling much better.
I know, you would think it'd be the other way around.
Right.
But, you know, that's when I say, like, look, that being with a woman on so many levels makes so much sense to me, even though... And, you know, I obviously love being married to you. I'm obviously super attracted to you and all those things. But to
me... You want to bring a woman home?
No, listen to me. So,
for 30
you know,
days? Every
I
day?
Don't think... I don't know if it's innate or if we're just, like, so freaking conditioned differently this way. But I know that there's, like, a softness and a gentle way women have, or at least many of the women in my life, that, like... just doesn't emanate in the same way personally to me from men, how I feel. Like, I just don't think men have this same gift of lovingness and caretaking and all the things, right? And I'm generalizing, obviously. I know, I'm sure there are many men out there that this isn't the case. I just am talking about my experience. And I'm not... I love men. I have many men in my life who are extremely important to me, all of that. It just is, I feel like on a day-to-day basis, when I am with women, I feel differently about myself than I feel when I'm with you a lot of the time.
On Instagram, mm-hmm. when you said, you asked, what do you think your 30-day challenge for me is going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah.
Wait, maybe it was what mine was going to be for you. Anyway, it was to get to the point.
Yeah.
Somebody said.
I know. Somebody said that.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there. But I'm giving a little bit of a background because, like, there's just, I struggle with the whole, I do get a lot of this from the women in my life, but I want to get it from you. And I know you're saying a lot of this has to do with recently and the stress or whatever, but this is a long time. This is something that I think that has been a struggle for me with you for a very long time. I think since the beginning of our relationship.
What? And,
okay. So the title of the challenge is based on the 1978 hit written by Neil Diamond and performed by none other than Barbara Streisand, You Don't Bring Me Flowers. I don't want you to bring me flowers.
I know.
But being we were born in 1977, it makes sense to use this title as the impetus. Do you know that song? You don't bring me flowers. You don't bring me flowers. You don't sing me love songs.
I don't think I do, and
you
I love both
talk
of them.
To me anymore when I come through the door at the
if I heard
end
it.
Of the day.
I mean, it's, aside from you singing it, I might.
It's one of the great songs of the 70s. But basically, it's all about, you know, how it changes, how relationships change and how people treat each other changes in relationships. And I, you know, I do feel like, I guess I feel a few ways. So I guess it's about romance. It's about intimacy. It's about, a daily, back and forth, like connection that I think that you have become completely complacent with me being, I'm going to cry, 95%
really?
Of this relationship for a long time.
Emotionally. Is that what you're saying?
Emotionally, like, with intimacy, with romance, with all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it upsets me mm-hmm. a lot. And I really think it's because that I have a lot of love in me. I am a very emotional person. I think that I make everyone who's around me feel very seen and loved, and I love to do it. And so I think when it comes to you, I have just taken on that role in our relationship. And I think that, you know, you probably think that it's fine because I love to do it. But at this,
I think what's fine?
That I'm the one who's, you know, in charge of all of that in our relationship.
Okay.
That if I didn't, you know, set it all in motion, nothing would happen. Or it would just be like the same thing over and over again. And in some ways, I think like we know, or you know, that no matter what happens in our relationship, you know, after a few weeks or a week or 2 weeks, we're going to go out. We're going to have a great time. We're going to have great conversation. We're going to come back. We're going to have great sex. Like all the stuff that you're just like, oh, well, we'll have that in a week or two. You know, like it always comes back to that. We're good at that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's all this time in between where I'm feeling lonely or disconnected or, you know, because maybe you don't need that. I don't know how that's possible, but maybe you don't need that. Or I shouldn't even say that. You're getting that. I give that to you all the time, I think. Like, from sun up until sundown, I am like, right?
Am I supposed to be rebuttaling here? Because you didn't to me. So you said it was for the next episode. So
well,
I don't know.
I mean, I just want to know if you are aware of that, if you see that.
I do, for the most part. I don't think it's like from sun up to sundown, like you're the emotion, like you're not. No, I mean, I think sometimes you're very disconnected, and I think...
Well, I'm disconnected in response to you, and
I... No, because you're on your phone, like the kids say it too. So I don't think you're as involved as you think you are in that way. And sometimes it's like, oh, okay, you know, mom or, you know, Danielle's on her phone. Like, no need to go talk to her now. You know what I mean? Like... I don't think what you're saying is correct. I mean, I understand what you're saying mm-hmm. to the extent of it. I think maybe exaggerated a little bit, but
I don't think it's been exaggerated in like the last 6 months or so. I think that I am the one like who is reaching out and sending you texts. And sometimes I send you texts and they even like go unresponded to.
I don't remember that happening.
Okay. Well, it has. And you know, I think I initiate, other than like on a Saturday night when we come back from going out and it's,
right.
you know, like I am the one, expected. I'm like asking you to sleep with me. And I'm, I mean, when we have, I'm like, when we have sex, I'm like, even after I'm indulging you in some way, physically,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yeah.
Exactly. And I just think that you've become very complacent in that. And look, I don't think that, you know, sometimes I say to myself, is it me? Is he not attracted to me? Is he this? Is he that? At the depths of things, I know that's not true.
Right.
I do. But I have to remind myself of that sometimes, you know, that it's just Adam. That's just the way he is. He's just not built like this, blah, blah, blah. But like I get one life. We get one life. And I don't want to go through it being the initiator 90% of the time. I want to feel all those things too. And quite honestly, it shouldn't be, as much as I think in some ways it is a friend's job and, you know, people in your life to, you know, hype you up and make you feel that way. I shouldn't be reliant on that. Mm-hmm. And so I guess, you know, the challenge is to be all like to meet me halfway at least, but I guess for 30 days to more than meet me halfway. And it's a hard challenge because I don't want it to be in some kind of, you know,
forceful manner. That
yeah.
I'm doing
forced,
it because it's
performative, right. You know, I think once you do it, I think you're going to like it. I think you're going to like the way it makes you feel. I think you're going to like the way it makes you said like about you that you're so stressed. And so it doesn't, you know, you're not able to be as nice and as this and as that. I'm going to want to do things and make you, you know, I'm going to feel good about myself. And that's going to make me not saying that like only you can make me feel good about myself. I do feel good about myself, but I'm going to have that, whatever that is that I need. And so I'll feel more present. I'll feel like I don't want to be looking at my phone because a conversation with you is like actually nice. And it means something. And it's not just, what'd you do at work today? Oh, good. What'd you do? Blah, blah, blah. Like, it doesn't get much deeper than that a lot of the time. And
we got to record more. I'm a better conversationalist.
You
are, here.
Well, I think also that, you know, you say I'm on my phone or whatever, but you're sitting there, you turn the TV on as soon as you get home and everything. So it's not really any different.
Okay.
But I don't know. I want like fucking like Ryan Gosling in The Notebook. I want.
All right.
What would Noah Calhoun do?
If somebody can write us a script and, you know, word for word and mm-hmm. like, because that's all you're getting when you're looking on screen
mm-hmm.
and say the perfect things all the right time.
No,
like,
come on. No, seriously. I
understand.
I think that because I have so much. I'm not patting my own back. This is just the way it is. I think I'm like this with all the people I'm close with. I'm so affectionate and I'm so, you know, I think loving and all of these things. And that's just a comfortable place for me that you're just like, oh yeah, that's just how she is. And so she can be in charge of that part of our relationship mm-hmm. and it sucks.
Okay.
So, you know, and people always talk about like, oh, what's your love language or whatever. And I hate that shit.
I don't even know what that means.
You know, like there's the five love languages. I think his name is Gary Chapman. Everyone always has asked us to do.
Well, it was a man, obviously, so it doesn't make sense.
No, seriously, it's five love languages and you read it and you decide like, what's your love language? Words of affirmation, quality time, physical touch, acts of service, receiving gifts. I want all fucking five. I don't want to pick. And I don't know why anybody's picking. Why are you picking one? I mean, unless that's really the only act of love that you know, that you're saying to your partner. And look, it's saved a lot of marriages, apparently. So I'm not, you know, that's great. If your marriage has been saved by it, that's fantastic. But I'm not giving up any of those for one. And I don't know why we should be forced to. Like, we deserve all the things. And so, you know, so I've never read the book and I've never done a love languages. We've never done a love languages episode because I don't want to limit our relationship to that. I want all the things. Like I want a big love story. And I think that we have an incredible love story, but I think that, I sometimes am writing a lot of it.
Okay.
<know? clears
throat> My, there was tons of things that I would love to say back to all those things you just said, and I'm not going to, just like you didn't, and, you know, just kind of reacting and saying, I understand, and it's something that we can, I think, I didn't mean, if you're still going, that's great.
No, no, go ahead.
But I just think it's a good part here to say, I think our challenges coincide with each other, and as we're both working on them and doing our part, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, both things will happen. You know, if I'm more loving to you because I think you're really trying and understanding what I'm talking about and going through, I'm going to be those things for you. And if I'm those things to you, you're going to try harder to make sure that you're taking care of those things that are important to me for us.
So.
So I think it's like a, you know, it's a perfect, you know, marriage of a challenge, right? I think that they're going to kind of coincide with each other and feed off of each other.
I think most challenges, I think if most couples did this, it would, right? Because you're both asking for something you really need. You know, and so therefore, I think it makes a lot of sense. But also, we talked about during the moving episodes, during this move, you kept saying how different I was than all the other moves. And it was following us going through all this stuff with finding schools for the kids and how involved you were with that. And I said, I'm so different during this move because you were so different and involved in the parenting aspect in a way you hadn't been before.
Right.
So, you know, so that was the same kind of thing. And look, I don't, again, I'm not looking for like the flowers and this and that. I literally just want it to be something where you're aware. If you're thinking of something, you say it.
I know exactly all the things you're talking about.
So it's not going to be like, you're not going to see, this is my concern. And obviously, this is such a weird challenge because I sound like I'm like, you know, begging for attention, which I guess I fucking am. But, you know, I just, you know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe people understand out there. Maybe they don't.
I think it's okay that you're asking this. I am completely understanding what you're saying. And I want to feel like I want to do those things and, you know, I want to do those things. I want us to be that way.
Right. But this isn't something, and I know you keep going back to, you've been so stressed and this and that. You've never been great at this. And you've never, you know, you've always felt this. I think you felt this sense of, that's not my lane.
Well,
that's not my lane. That's not my zone of comfort. You know, you're very comfortable, like when we're in bed, to do all those things and say all the things.
Oh. See?
Yeah.
I say the things. I've worked on that.
Right. Yes. You did. But what I'm saying is, that's the one, you know, when we're in bed, I'm like, I'm not worried that you're not into me or whatever. Like, that's a zone of.
Right. Because I even said to you, when we're having sex, when we're being affectionate with each other, when we're, you know, I lose all the stress. I lose thoughts of.
Of course you do, because I take great fucking care of you.
I think I do the same, and I.
Oh, come on! You cannot. Yes, last night you did.
Really?
Yeah, last night you did.
No, I know, but what did I do? That was different.
I even said to you, we'll get into it later. I'm not going to do that.
That
now.
Wasn't the point, but now I forgot the point.
That you lose.
But yeah, because when I'm just in it, and I'm, pardon the pun, I'm in you. You know, I'm into you. And I'm feeling those things and saying those things and showing, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, so if I can, you know, for the most part, relieve myself. And if, honestly, over the years, it's been forever, there's been a lot of resentment, which we've talked about between you and I, me towards you and you towards me, that have, you know, had conflict. And I think we're past most of it. And if we can just get over some of these, I hope, like, kind of final humps of, are those things, we would have that. I think. I mean, like you just said.
I have it. I do it. So it's not a wee thing. I do all of the things. I think I am really, really good at making you feel wanted and loved and all of those things. And
yes, you are.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not. defending like in any way. Mm-hmm. I'm just, I didn't even want to rebuttal at all, but I just, it became a conversation. But 100%. Yeah. I want to be that person. I want to say again, but was I ever?
No, never.
Sometimes.
And again,
sometimes.
Yeah. On a Saturday night when we're out or we're in New York City or whatever, but guess what? We poor now. We're staying here. So it's got to happen in the house. So, you know,
it goes back to what I was saying before. Like, I need something from you to be able to be that person. Mm-hmm. I can't be when I'm feeling resentment or I'm feeling stress or I'm feeling, you know what I mean? Like, I just can't. And I want to be. I really, truly want. And I show it when, you know, we're. Mm. No, I don't. Mm-mm. No.
No.
I'll show it better.
You do, you know, you do sometimes. But I do not want to live a life of, you know, of opening, you know, getting a necklace on Valentine's Day and a spa gift card on Mother's Day and all of the like.
I don't do those things.
Exactly. Yes, I know that's true.
I used to.
I'm saying I want it to be a more like streamline, connected kind of ongoing thing and not the staple, oh, well, it's an upcoming holiday, so I'll get her this or I'll blah, blah, blah. Like, I just want it to be a state of being.
Right. That's who we are. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
I hear you. Mm-hmm. I Jimmy hear you. I accept.
Okay.
I want it to be that. I really do.
Okay. I mean, you get it. You have it. So, yes.
I do?
I want to feel what you're feeling.
Wait, what?
You get it from me.
Oh.
So, yes. If I were you, I would, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, do you think I'm capable of all the things?
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know because I think, first of all, I think your upbringing has a lot to do with it. I just have to say that. And also, I think that you are very much, I'm just not that type of guy. You know, that's just not me. It's just not natural to me. And you get caught in that and you use that sort of as like, you know, this shield of, That's just not who I am. And the answer to that then is I cannot live my life like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why we both chose this as our challenge, because we can both not live our lives like this.
Okay.
So what do I do? What's the challenge? What's my 30 days?
I don't know. Watch The Notebook and some other.
I love The Notebook.
I know. Watch it again.
All right.
This time. Yeah. No, I mean, obviously, that's not.
Like, do I research how to be a loving husband? I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
I'll write out an itinerary for you.
My only answer is, I guess, I know what you're saying, and I want that for us.
I think it would happen. You would know how to do it.
I think doing this 30-day challenge together, that both things are just going to happen because they're happening. Like, it's, I don't want to say naturally because we're putting work into it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're putting more work into it than I am.
I hope not.
But I don't think I'm going to need the work. Like, if you're doing your work, I'm in. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Like, I plan every getaway, every, I'm not saying you need to take me on a getaway because I know we can't afford it. But I am just saying
See, solving problems with spending money.
No, but seriously, I take on that role, you know, to such a degree that it's. And you're going to have to step out of your zone of comfort a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I am. Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Okay, good.
I can do it.
All right. So obviously, like, you, what the, how does it benefit our family? You know, happy wife, happy life, all that. But no, I think that also for our kids, you know, I think that they think we are in love. You know, they know we're in love and we love each other. And I don't think that there's a concern I think it probably at one point there definitely was probably, you know, although they were very young. But I also think that I want my boys to see what it's like to treat a woman on an ongoing basis.
You're a girl too.
Huh?
And your girl too.
Yeah, Mia, I'm not worried about. Mia is going to be very loving and find someone very loving. And especially it's going to be a woman, so it's going to be much more easy.
Is it really?
Not saying it's going to be perfect, but I think on a certain level, I'm not saying the relationship will be easier. I think these aspects of the relationship will be easier. I'm sure there will be a whole lot of, you know, every relationship has its shit and mm-hmm. that. But I do think this element of it, I just think women are wired differently, and I hate to say that, but I do.
No, I agree.
Yeah. Or maybe not wired. Maybe we've been conditioned.
No,
whatever.
No, you're wired differently.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
Of course I don't. I'm not a fucking scientist.
You have no
research.
Exactly. But certain scientists would say differently, right? Like the idea of the maternal instinct. It's bullshit. There's nothing in science. Nothing in science with evidence of that. It's how we've been conditioned. It's what society has created. So maybe this is the same too. I don't know. But, you know, I wrote a meme one time that says, you know, yes, my husband and I don't know if this is word for word, but it was a long time ago. Yes, my husband and I fight in front of our kids. We also make up, hug, laugh, and apologize in front of them. Marriage is a very long journey made up of lots of different emotions, and I have no interest in my kids thinking otherwise. But I do want my boys to see what it's like to be the caretaker to some degree and to step in and step it up and make your person or your people feel seen and loved, like in all the ways, right? Not mm-hmm. just, again, Valentine's Day, Christmas or Hanukkah or Mother's Day or, you know, any of that. So yeah, I think it would be really, really good for them to see. I mean, Mia's not here, but hopefully you'll still be doing it when she comes home. So...
You're assuming that I'm going to do it in the first place.
I'm not. I'm not assuming anything.
I know you're not.
No.
Because you said you don't think I...
No. And I am probably going to like take a step back for 30 days and not, you know, I'm going to be so busy budgeting. I'm not going to have time for all this other stuff.
But it's going to be so hot watching you budget that I can't control myself.
Okay. And your prize, I mean, I'm the fucking prize. I don't know.
I got to buy you outfits for while you're budgeting. That's going to be
I can't afford it. Don't.
You have to put it in the budget.
And first of all, if anyone's buying me outfits, it's me.
I sell costumes. I'll bring them home.
I won't fit into those costumes. I've seen those costumes. They only fit one size and it ain't me.
No, that's not true.
So it's the end of September. So we're coming back, end of October, early November with the follow-up.
Right.
And we'll give each other should we give little updates here and there throughout?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, well, we'll see how it goes. Yeah.
Okay.
But, and if anybody out there wants to do the challenge, I think it's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, maybe I'll put something out in the Friday Five or something to be able to do it.
Friday Five. I got to bring that back.
We have been a little bit, but I got to get more steady into it. But also, you want to buy our date night questions? That'd be awesome.
Why is that funny? Give some conversations like this.
MarriageMartinis.com. No, I know. It certainly does. Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. Yes. And I think every married couple and not married couple and engaged and whatever should have it. But MarriageMartinis.com/DNQ. Reconnect for 15% off or e-check-in. For 15% off the ebook if you want to do it like tonight or this weekend or whatever.
All right.
And please rate and review. A bunch of you have been, but I know there are so many of you out there listening who haven't and who've hopefully enjoyed an episode or two. I mean, you made it this far in the episode, so I think you enjoyed it. So please, Apple Podcasts or
they enjoyed it, just wait to see what happens.
Exactly. Well, that was a little bit of both.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks.
All right. Thanks, guys.
We'll see you in a month. No, we'll see you next week. All right, bye.